Mexico. You're listening to A Matter of the Mind. I'm your host, Mark Perry. This morning we are talking about the power of attention. You know, there is a lot out in the world these days that is intended to draw our attention. Information on the media, friends, family, everybody wants our attention for their own reasons. Now, that's not a good or a bad thing. It's just a way of the world. I talked a little last week about hope versus fear, which has been very prominent in our political campaigns and our economic conditions out in the world. And I told you that when we come back and talk this week, we're going to talk about something even more fundamental, what I consider to be your most fundamental and most powerful ability, the power of your attention. There's a lot in popular media that's about attention that gets packaged in certain ways. The Secret, The Law of Attraction. These are talking about a simple, very simple idea that you have a fundamental intelligence or you are part of a fundamental intelligence that's operated through your attention. What you give attention to, you tend to experience more of, you tend to create more out of. It guides your choices and your actions. And the quality that your attention is directed through this time of year is all about gratitude. It's all about giving. And we're in that spirit. We talk about, you know, those who are oriented to Christmas, the Christmas spirit, or those who are oriented toward Hanukkah would talk about it in terms of traditions of Hanukkah. Those who maybe aren't even involved in a spiritual practice or a religion still love the Christmas spirit, that sense of I'm open, I'm generous, I'm connected with people. There's also a lot out in the world that's drawing our attention to reasons to be fearful. And guess what? You get to choose. So today we're going to talk a little about attention, and I have a guest that I'll be introducing in a little bit. First, I just want you to consider, where does your attention go? And how often do you notice where your attention is going? When I'm working with clients and students, the most fundamental area I'm constantly guiding them about and practicing and reminding myself about is about a natural ability we have to direct our attention and to use our intelligence to create through our attention. So I consider that attention has two fundamental areas that we can develop skill in. One is the awareness of where attention is going in any particular moment. And how often do you notice that? How often are you consciously tuned in to where is my attention going? So the fundamental awareness of where attention is going. And then the second aspect is, what's the skill in directing attention? How skillful are you in intentionally directing your attention where you know it would work best for you, rather than being guided, being drawn or distracted or reacting through some other external influence? Imagine if you were completely aware in every moment of exactly where your attention is going. And imagine being highly skillful in directing your attention to only where you want it to go in every moment. Imagine that. Very, very simple. Very challenging for us as human beings, especially human beings who have developed in a Western culture. And so there are various practices and educational ideas out in the world. Some call them spiritual practices. Some would call them simply awareness practices. In Buddhism, there is mindfulness practices. In Christian practices, there's contemplation. In a more secular and scientific orientation, we talk about hypnosis, biofeedback. There may be less structured orientations that use guided visualizations. These are all techniques and conceptual frameworks that are around simple human experience of how attention works. I have a guest with me today who's going to help me with this discussion. Her name is Antoinette Elliott Diskin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Antoinette. Antoinette is my partner in A Matter of the Mind. She's a wonderful hypnotherapist, has a powerful background in marketing and producing a lot of technical things. And how are you doing this morning, Antoinette?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to see you, Mark. Nice to see you.
Good. So we have some history together, and we've done some teaching together. And I know you have your own background and your own experience around what we're talking about this morning. Power
yes.
of attention, working with altered states of consciousness, working with clients and students and so forth. What's your viewpoint around attention?
Well, my viewpoint around attention is that we often take it for granted because it's a natural thing. We just take it upon ourselves to go day by day thinking that we are paying attention to things. It isn't until we're aware of what we're paying attention to that we actually become more powerful with how we can improve our lives. Because basically, you know what direction you want to go in when you're aware of your attention rather than just walking by day to day and taking that characteristic that we all own for granted. It's taking responsibility for that attention that turns out to be quite wonderful, actually, once we know how to use it and once we know what we're paying attention to, really, rather than just nonchalantly paying attention to everything around us, directing our attention rather than letting it just go out in too many areas. And on the reverse coin, realizing that many actions that people have are for our attention, and it could be positive or negative, but once we become aware of that, we again are empowered in our, you know, how our lives, how we live our lives.
Yeah, one of the things I was observing in an email I sent out recently to those that are on my email list was just observing, you know, here we are in this wonderful holiday season that is intended to be about gratitude and appreciation and giving, and yet there are so many influences out in the world that are more fearful orientations. Some that I would consider very real. There are people who are losing jobs or people who are being impacted by other people who are losing jobs so that perhaps they have a less income than they've been used to. And at the same time, there are many people who the truth is their situation is affected only in a small way by what's going on in the larger world. They may still have far more than they need, and yet they're responding to information from the media, from cable news shows, from newspapers, magazines, images, or even just gossip and information from friends and family, and being influenced into a more fearful or at least a more cautious place so that they are feeling less free to be generous or to, you know, spend or whatever. And even in that, it's kind of confronting us with a whole orientation to this time of year, this time of season. And I know this is not a new idea, but it has become so much about consumerism as a way, as the means to be giving to others, that I need to go out and I need to spend money and I need to buy gifts so that I can give them to my family and give them to my friends so that I can show that I'm generous and appreciative of them. Mm-hmm. And yet, how many people are being affected, whether in a real way or in just what I would call a more psychological, emotional way, so that now they're feeling like, well, I can't go out and buy those things, so now how can I show that I'm grateful and appreciative? And isn't that an interesting point of view?
Well, it is. We're set up in to be trained for this behavior. And our attention continues to go in that direction because we're trained to deal with things that way. And unfortunately, whenever the economy starts to get soft and we're confronted with situations we're not trained to deal with, we get very uncomfortable.
Now, that's interesting that you use the word, we are trained. So how does that happen?
Well, our parents, you know, from our grandparents, it's a culture. Again, back to culture. Mm-hmm. You know, here in, you know, South North America. I was going south there for a minute, excuse me. We are trained to go out and purchase. And the sad part for me is they start to bring in all of the Christmas hypes and sales advertising even before Halloween anymore. You know?
Used to be at least you'd get the day after Thanksgiving.
I know, at least. And now it's just the promotion. And it's because of the economy, but I understand that. But in the same token, I miss people making gifts. I mean, that's what we did after the Depression. We came down, you know, people were like making gifts because they couldn't afford it. And then we were making gifts because that was the more personal way of doing things. And I think that people tend to start getting out of that a little bit because it's easier, we're busier, whatever the reason might be. But again, we're trained to do that, but our attention is given toward a lot of advertising, and we can get caught up with that without even realizing.
So, yeah, I hear you talk about that attention is going to, as it should, as children, our attention is going to our parents and our family and our teachers, mm-hmm. authority figures, people important in our lives mm-hmm. that are influencing us. And as we're coming into adulthood and we're living through our adulthood, there are constant external sources to us that fundamentally are wanting our attention, mm-hmm. that's the beginning point.
Right.
In order for there to be any influence, the very first thing that must happen is there must be attention. If there's no, you know, it's like that old, you know, phrase about, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Right.
You know, if there's, you know, advertising happening out in the world and you don't pay attention to it, if there is quote unquote bad news happening out in the world and you don't pay attention to it, as far as you're concerned, is it even happening? So here's where it gets very interesting around the power of attention, is that advertising is, and marketing, not a good or a bad thing, simply something that's designed to influence, is designed in such ways, as you and I would know from some fundamental education about how the subconscious mind is influenced, the mm-hmm. part of us that really makes our choices, that feeling part of us, that advertising and marketing is really designed to grab our attention, ideally, to direct our attention in certain ways and influence us in certain feeling sort of ways, in certain image sort of ways. All of that must begin with grabbing our attention.
Right. And the only thing I haven't heard so far from you, Mark, is that attention also has leads toward our expectation, what people we expect from us. We have as expectations, especially around the holiday. And that, again, that goes back to training. We're trained and it's like, oh, dear, if I get such and such a gift, then I better get another gift. And our attention spans tends to not be focused anymore. We no longer are focused on, I think, what is important. We take our attention for granted. It's really a tool for us to use, and rather than just living with it the way we're trained to use it, we can use it to empower whatever we want in our life.
Great. So when we talk about that we are trained, who's responsible for that training?
Okay, that's back to our parents, social figures, anybody who we look up to in our lives or that we may want to be like when we're children. Anybody that has a positive influence on our lives trains us.
And how about when we have moved beyond childhood?
Well, that's just it. We tend to get a little more lackful. We tend not to want to pay attention. And because some of us don't understand that it is just trained behavior. Our attention is a tool for us to use rather than just allowing it to use us or to continue to neglect it. Keep floating on day by day. And our attention goes here, there, wherever it bounces around. But, hey, grab onto that attention. Use it.
Yeah, right on. So who really is responsible for your training?
For my training personally?
Yeah. How you've been trained. When you talk about you've been trained to respond
how
in certain
I have
ways.
Been
who's,
trained.
Who's responsible for that? Who created that training?
The good training or the bad training? Let's see.
Oh, that's there's, there, now, there's that, an interesting
that's
idea.
An interesting angle. Yeah. Yes, that's a very interesting angle. But as far as my attention, weigh on. I'll start when, you know, I was very young. My parents, of course, trained me to pay attention around the holidays to giving and making people feel good. And that was very important that I make people feel good. And then the teachers, you know, you go to mm-hmm. school and here we go again. Here's another powerful figure, your teacher. So you think that what you're learning is what is supposed to be. That's supposed to be.
This is so perfect. This is so classic.
Oh, no. I've been put in the hot seat here. Yeah.
So I hear that your parents and your teachers invited your attention or demanded your attention or did things to draw your attention. Who chose to give them your attention?
Well, I chose. I was a kid. That's what
say
I'm supposed
that,
to
say
do.
Say that again.
I was a kid. I'm still a kid
yeah,
in many ways.
I chose. Yes, I chose.
I chose. But at the time, when you're a kid, you don't realize
sure.
that, you know, that you have the power.
Sure, absolutely. So here's an interesting idea. What if, even though as a child you don't know you have the power, you still have it and you still use it and you still create powerful results? Both positive and negative with it, that even as a child, you're a powerful creator, even though you don't have the resourcefulness or the life experience or the emotional development to draw from. And of course, some children do. Some children are remarkably advanced in that way, but most children don't know that they are being powerful creators of their own patterns that will shape
true.
Them into the future. And even though they don't know, they are still, we all are, have been as children, powerful creators. And so how often do we come into adulthood with ideas about who made us that way, who caused us to be trained that way, who's responsible, whose fault it is that I became this way? What access is that to making any sort of a change?
It's a very powerful access. It gives you a lot of, it opens your eyes as to why you believe the way that you do. Mm-hmm. And then back at you, you're responsible now. I'm, you know, mm-hmm. take the seat. I'm responsible for my life now.
Right.
And I'm going to choose to change my attention patterns because I can. And and it's better for me.
And if I'm blaming a bunch of people in the past how I am, what kind of access do I have then to make a change?
Very little. You're limiting yourself if you try, you know, when you start to cast blame. It's so much easier,
right.
too, really. A lot of people think that blaming is easier to do. But in the long run, not blaming anybody, taking the responsibility is easier.
Yeah. And guess where is attention going in the moment that I'm blaming someone else?
It's going really nowhere. It's kind of stagnant, in my opinion. That's my
yeah.
opinion. It's just
yeah.
stagnant. It's just a waste of time.
At the very best, it's about information from the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's about somebody else who's at fault. In a way, it's saying, where I don't have power.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What's the alternative?
Take responsibility and make a choice. Make a choice to realize that your attention can really play a powerful role in your life to make it more positive, productive, happier.
So here's where practices such as self-hypnosis, meditation, prayer, various other forms, shall we say, that come out of the same direct human experience, that we all have an ability to be in charge of and to become very skillful at directing our attention.
Well, I have learned personally that meditation, prayer, whatever form of relaxation I choose, self-hypnosis, that allows me to stop and just stop and really relax and think and enable me to focus on my attention. So that's where all of those different modalities help me out, the meditation or whatever I choose, or just breathing, because if not, I'm always going 160.
And we're going to be closing soon. I'd like to leave you with some specific ideas. What if you were fully in charge of your attention and were directing your attention all the time in being who you love to be? Imagine that you have the ability, you have the power to be who you love to be all the time through very simple practices, awareness of where your attention is going, and skill in directing your attention. I work with clients in a form called hypnotherapy, working with hypnosis and certain educational ideas and practices. Meditation is a form. Prayer is a form. All of these are forms that are all about more fundamental experience, skill, and practice with attention. Antoinette, is there anything else you'd like to
I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday, and most importantly, a comfortable holiday, one that you're empowered to choose rather than letting others choose it for you.
Absolutely. This is the season of gratitude, generosity, and giving. So I invite you, you can think of it as a little bit of a fun game or a challenge, an invitation. What if you started in each moment of each minute, of each hour, of each day, just kept asking yourself a simple question? Where's my attention? Where's my attention now? And where is it now? And where is it now? And where would I like it to be? How would I like it to be? Who would I like to be in this moment? Where's my attention? And each time you do, you take a breath and just kind of scan through your body and check in. And notice, am I in charge of my attention? Am I allowing someone else to be? We'll look forward to talking to you again next week on A Matter of the Mind on Talk 1260 KTRC. In the meantime, have a wonderful holiday week. Notice your attention, even in this moment, whether you're driving, whether you're still, whether you're shopping, whether you're with family, whether you're by yourself. Where's your attention? Where do you want it to be? What if you are in charge? It's a matter of your mind.